A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Tomball. Hello, everyone.
Are you a robot, David?
I'm the opposite of a robot.
You sound like a robot.
Do I sound robotic?
What's going on?
Oh, mate. I started the pod last week with not like a rant, but saying, can people stop saying that having kids is just bliss the whole time and having a big family is just bliss the whole time? It is. It's the
ultimate. They grow so fast, mate. They grow so fast. Cherish them.
Piss off. And it's like, it is great. But the logistics involved, just at 7:50 this morning, raining, or half seven, it's where it was, raining, kids screaming inside, another kid upstairs with my wife, two teenagers refusing to eat breakfast, almost teenage, one of them. Can't find my shoes. Your shoes are there. All right, who put them there? What have you worn? Okay, I haven't worn them. I'm a size 11, you bell end. And then it's like, what have you taken them outside? I haven't. What would I take you? All that stuff going on. Plus, get off your phone. Get off your phone. It's Take Free Tuesday. Get off your phone or I'm going to take it away for a week. Put it down. Get off your phone. I haven't even been on my phone. I'm looking at you on your phone. Now I go outside and I'm taking baby seats out of one of my cars is getting fixed. My car's getting fixed, sorry. And my wife's car's got
baby seats. I can't get my hands from the back.
But you can't get baby seats. You can't get a kid. You can't safely put an 11-year-old in between two baby seats in the back of a mid-size SUV. People say, oh, they're too big. They're not big enough. They're not big enough. So I was like, I'm taking that out. I'm putting it in the hallway. I'm taking them to school, coming back, putting them back in. I was like, I really want to do some exercise because I feel like a lard ass. Go to the gym. Yeah, but we have to leave at 10 to go to Bristol to drop our toddler off at my wife's sister's house, which is where I am now, so that she can look after our toddler while we go for an anniversary lunch in Bristol. Why the F did I book a lunch in Bristol? It's completely insane. Now we're driving to Bristol, which is 50 minutes because of traffic. Drop them off, late for the pod, forgot the cable to link up my mic, but got everything except the adapter. So I'm now on my AirPods, hoping it's all right. And I've got 34 minutes to do a 40-minute pod because we've got to get to our booking, nap times. And then I get home, I've got to take two kids to Christmas carols. Then I promised them pizza in town. So I've got to do that. I've also got to prep for an event. I'm just saying, Tommy, it's like, do you know what? What it makes me think is get a van. Because I could have saved myself all that shit this morning.
You need a Mercedes van. You need a Mercedes van. You need a people carrier. And you just be one of those dads. That's what you need to do.
But I've got my big Land Rover, but
nah.
My wife won't drive that, doesn't drive that. And it's like, van. So I'm a van. Is there a van that's smaller than my Land Rover? I think there is, but it's just like, all this stuff. And then just we're about to leave, seven radiators arrived at the house. And this bloke, he goes, "Your radiators are here." I said, "What are they doing here, mate? Like, there's no plumbers here. There's no one here." And he's like, "Right, well, I've got your radiators." I'm like, "Right, we better take the radiators." They've all got to lie flat, all seven of them. That's a lot, mate, considering we've got four kids and a dog coming in and out, and we got no plumbers to fit them. Like, I didn't know they were coming. I can't get them off on my own. I'm like, "Right, okay, I'll do that." And everyone's in the car crying. Do you know what I mean? Like, not everyone. Two of them are crying in the car. You're like, "Oh, mate."
I thought I was on the back. I thought I was on the back foot today because I had some Christmas drinks
yesterday. Mate.
But
no, it's me.
Yeah,
it's me, mate.
I don't want to be in your size.
Wide
shoes.
Honestly,
wide feet.
Honestly, and then you've got like, do you know what? I've got this event. I love doing it. It's down at Exeter Chiefs tomorrow, and it's Christmas lunch. It's always really good. And I actually thought, do you know what? I always finish it and like, have to race off because I've got,
I said cry. When you finish it?
Yeah, no, I always finish it, and I've got to race off because I've got shit to do. I've got so many bloody kids. I just like hang around. And I don't want to be that guy every year that just like, cheers then, and goes. So I said, right. They always say, "Do you want to stay down at the hotel?" And I said, "Yeah, all right, I'll stay." And I said to my wife, "I'll just have a couple of beers then, and I'll get up, you know, before breakfast and leave." And she's like, "Hey, cool, do what you want." She's super chilled. But it's like, actually, in Bath, I've got 9:30 little gym, you know, like a gymnastics at, you know, like bouncing around club till 10:15. And that, but it means I've got to leave the house at 9 in Bath. And then it's like, right, 10:15 that finishes. And at 10:30, on the other side of town, with my 14-year-old, I'm ice skating 10:30 to 11:30. And then at 11:50, I'm getting my daughter's nails done as one of her Christmas presents, my other daughter. And somehow I've got to get all these kids from different buildings to... Like, and I'm like, this is... I've got a day off on Friday. That's my day off. And I'm like, mate, this is mental. It's too much. It's actually
too
much. You've
got to do your rugby prep then Friday, haven't you?
Exactly. So... Oh, I'll do that at home. Yeah, but it's like getting into a cage with a tiger at a gym and saying, "Do your match prep." You just can't do it.
I'm trying to think how I can live on your own. Does that help?
Tried that. Tried that. Met a fitty. There we go. But no, it's mate. I do laugh about it as well. Like, I think it's not all that bad, but I'm having a moan because it's funny for the podcast, but actually carols will be lovely. Pizza tonight will be lovely.
Will they?
The carols will be, they are, but pizza out will be nice.
You tell yourself that, mate. Oh yeah. Pizza will be good. I'm looking forward to Monday. Got, I've got a Christmas party. I've got to go to Friday, and then Saturday with you, Sunday with you, Monday, I'm done. Christmas switch off.
Yep.
So, one more week for me. But,
yeah, same.
I haven't. The only tough thing this week has been Christmas drinks, Sunday and Tuesday. Well, sort of Christmas sports drinks, because it's like, went shuffleboarding. Tried shuffleboard?
Yeah. Yeah, I have, yeah.
I'd imagine not very good.
Do you know what? What do you think of, like, I think that games, Christmas parties, like, it's all fun, Christmas parties and New Year's and stuff, and, like, company drinks or team drinks type stuff, I think they've got a lot in common with half-time entertainment at rugby matches. Like, what do you, when someone says, right, I've got some games, what's the chemical reaction in your body? Yay.
I want to win at all costs.
Yeah,
they have to be games that are good. Like, I said, shuffleboard was quite fun because I've never done it. We went to Flight Club yesterday, darts.
Yeah,
it's good fun. And then to Kong's, which is opposite in Cardiff, is table tennis. And again, like, no one could beat me, so I was just winning money.
Oh yeah,
I got to the point where everyone wanted to play me. I was like, well. 20 quid. I was charging the boys 20 quid to play me, to try and beat me.
You're going to play
with
the champ. No, that's good. If you win them all, the chemical reaction in my body is why we're doing this. And I realize I'm a grumpy prick, but I went to Danny Grucock's house last Friday night and Christmas drinks in Bristol, and it was really, really good. And one of his friends, she made some games up, and it was like this treasure hunt thing.
Oh, no. Wow, those games, mate. No.
But they were, to be fair, it was really good. It was really good. But it's the best party games, some of the best party games I've experienced. But I just want to ideally sit or stand, ideally sit, eat nice food, drink nice drinks. And if I realize you don't end up talking to everyone, move seats. Like I don't need extra entertainment. Like I just need food, drink and company. I don't want the other stuff. I'd rather be left alone.
Don't mind a game of fives, a game of 21s. Drink while you think.
That stuff, yeah. I'm talking about organized, right? Everyone stop your conversations, games. It's a bit like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, there was one friend there with his wife, and I was having a really interesting chat with them about life. Haven't caught up for ages. I was really interested in what she was doing and he was doing. And twice we got stopped, and we got stopped to do this thing. And it was like, all right, actually, it's really good fun. Right, we'll catch up with this afterwards. Catch up with it. And then we got stopped again because the game hadn't finished. And actually, it was genuinely fun. I didn't resent it. But looking back, I still don't know the result of that conversation.
Are you sure you didn't go speed dating? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, sounds like. But even then, like, you're at a Christmas party, and it's like, right, you've got your travel cots, you're either travel cots, monitors, all that sort of stuff. And it's like, right, you're just getting into it. And it's like, right, we've actually got to go because it's 20 to 12. And it took me 5 trains to get back from London. So I didn't get there till 8:30. And it's like, we've actually got to leave. Do you know what I mean? So it's like the whole, it's just logistics, mate. It's on Monday, largely, no, the logistic. When you said you're done on Monday, I thought, oh yeah, me too. Then I realized, no, I'm not. I'm working on the 23rd in Exeter, right? Okay. And that's fine. But I like doing it. But it's like, right, on the 23rd, we're all going to my in-laws' house in the Cotswolds. And I love going there. And Michelle put the work appointment at Chiefs in my diary. So Freya doesn't see it. My wife doesn't see it. And she puts in, go to my parents. So I'm like, well, I'm in Exeter. And she's like, what? We've arranged this. I'm like, mate, it's in my diary. And she's like, well, I haven't seen it. So actually what we're doing is arriving. She's going to Cotswolds. I'm going to Exeter, then driving to the Cotswolds from there after the game. And on Christmas Day, we're driving home in separate cars. Like, that is actually, do you know what I mean?
Heaven.
It's fine.
Heaven.
Like, yeah, in a sense. But it's not Christmas. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like, yeah. I just want it to be simple. And it can't. It just is never, ever simple. And I like simplicity. But it's too late. It's my own fault.
What? Yeah. What car are we driving down to Exeter in? You wouldn't tell me last week.
Well, it's because I accidentally did a very minor bit of damage to my Land Rover. But I believe we're going in my Land Rover. Actually, turned out, I thought I'd really not knackered it. I thought, oh no, what have I done there? But turns out it's really minor.
Do you want me to make?
No, we're doing that.
Do you want me to make something for the journey, like food wise? Because I'm thinking we could go disgusting, and we could go Burger King, KFC, or McDonald's, or I have got a joint of gammon in the fridge.
Yeah.
I could cook that up.
Yeah.
Into some sandwiches or some rolls. Or
what?
Because it's going to be about 10:30. We're going to be hungry. We can't hang around because we want to get on the road.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of options.
Do you know what I would gladly do? Is if you had a little pot of barbecue sauce and just loads of gammon, I would just dip it in there and eat it. Or I just eat the meat. As long as I had some water, I just eat the meat on it.
Okay. So I'll do that then. I'll cook it on Saturday. That'd be my job.
That'd be great. That'd be lovely.
It's a late kickoff, so can chill in the day. And then we'll.
Yeah. What time are we? So, for dear listeners, Shanks and I are commentating together on Cardiff Bath this weekend. And then we are going south on the M5 overnight. And we're going to Exeter against Munster the next day. Which could be great. going to be a great weekend. I really look forward to those games. So
yeah, I mean,
what time's kickoff? What time's kickoff at Cardiff?
8 o'clock. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a late one, boy. And then 1 o'clock for Exeter Munster.
Early doors, blimey.
Yeah,
hey, I did. I hosted a Courtney Law's testimonial event last week.
Oh yeah, in London. Look good.
You sort of, you don't forget, you sort of get used to people like Courtney. Well, you've been around lots of legends, you're one yourself, but you sort of get used to the stuff he's done, and you see, you actually start looking back at it before the event, and you're like, goodness me, like, yeah. He is a proper,
oh, committee, proper legend. Organized
a really good event, great auction. It was in the Corinthia Hotel in London, which is, I've never been there before, really posh. And yeah, it was absolutely lovely. Really, really good. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed that. Have you met Simon Hammerschmidt?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have. He's on the committee. Just quite often with these events, the committee are kind of, you never know who's on it because you never speak to anyone. It's just someone organises the event. You know, Debbie or Steve are running the event and they're the only person you speak to. But actually, he, I must say, made it very easy. That was... I really like the Corinthia Hotel.
But London is really nice. Have you been to that one in Covent Garden?
Yes, lovely.
Now that, oh.
Lovely. It's near that. It's quite near that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Heated toilet seats. You know it's posh. Yeah. You probably got them in your house.
When we did our house up, I looked at one of those Japanese toilets, and there is a company north. I think they're up north in the UK that make them. I forget what they're called. But I looked at them, and it was like, whether it's 1500 quid or £2,000 for a toilet. And I was like, Jesus. And then spoke to my mate, the plumber, and he's like, yeah, it's not normal that you need electrics, plumbing, all sorts of stuff. Like, there's a lot of work to get that fitted in your house. That is it's a £2,500 job to get that fitted.
You make it a £2,000 to get fitted. You'd probably want to get like a little Ring doorbell inside it as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, no, if it's a guest toilet, maybe. Maybe not the family one.
The only thing I say about heated toilet seat is that I just, excuse the pun, I can't warm to them because every time I sit down, it feels like some bloke's just left.
Yeah,
some bloke's just been on there for 10 minutes and left.
Yeah, you never know which one it was. Recently used or warm to see you.
Exactly.
Are you hungover today then?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, not too bad. I was home about 11:30, I think. So
that's all right.
Yeah, the thing is, I've got to go out earlier in the week these days, get myself right for the weekend.
But do you have to then, when you get home late, do you then have to get up and sort the kids out and get them to school and all that?
No, I didn't today. I was up with them. I was up about 6:30.
Ugh, that's early, mate.
Oh, just body clock, mate. Can't lie in.
Can't you?
No, just up like 6:30 every day.
Yeah. I did Courtney's thing. And I was like, I've got to stay in London overnight. But then I've got an early start to get to back to the West Country, to this thing in Malmesbury with some work thing, but with work friends, basically. I was like, right, I'm not going to get much sleep. All right, I've got to leave by then. Got to leave by 7:30 latest from London. And it's like 5:40. I'm awake. I had to write a column when I got back from Courtney's thing. So I looked at my phone and it was 1:46. And I'm like, right, just finished my column and sent that in. I'm like, right, it's 1:46. I didn't have any beers, not a single beer. And I'm like, right, 1:46, right, I've really got to leave here in 5 hours. And then it's like 5:40. So I'm like, done. I was like, right, I'm out the door at 6:05. I'll get to the venue about 2 hours early. I think I'll have a kip in the car. You don't. No. You don't have a kip in the car because you got 30 emails and 40 WhatsApps from bellends like you, people falling off swings.
What time were you going to get to Exeter, do you reckon? 10:30 leave? 2.5 hours? 3 hours?
Yeah. Two.
Two and a half.
Two and a bit, yeah. We'll be right.
Yeah.
We'll be right, mate. And I'll hopefully bring a nice, big, luxurious car for us to go down in.
Oh, that would
otherwise
be nice.
Otherwise, we're in my old convertible, which is great. You remember one? I had one. We lived together in London. The old convertible I had. I've got one of those. One of those knackered old It's fine.
If I could choose, mate, I'd rather go in a Range.
You don't need a lift home, do you?
No.
That's handy. That'd ruin my Sunday evening a little bit.
Oh, imagine that. Oh, you don't mind just pop me home to Cardiff quickly, do you?
Oh, my God.
And 3 hours out of your day.
Yeah. No, right. Dude, it's logistics at the moment. What I need is,
plan better. I need what you need.
There's a couple of families at school that have done, and in those families, either the mum or the dad, or the mum and the dad have done very, very, very well indeed. And people say, oh, lots of people are all like, I wouldn't have a nanny. Why have kids if you didn't have a nanny? I'll tell you why, mate, because you can actually concentrate on just doing the nice stuff with your kids, and someone else hoovers up, does the laundry, and occasionally does school runs for you. And it's like, while you do dinner, it's like,
oh yeah,
handy all day. If we had the money in the room all day long, I'd have a full time nanny doing bits all day long. But they live in your house. That's the thing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What games do you do at the weekend? Were you on ITV?
Both. TNT Bristol Leon, which was brill. Entertaining, very entertaining. I don't know. It was brilliant. Like, quality. Entertainment was good. Bristol were just kicking on pretty easily, really. And Leon was struggling. They're not great, to be honest. They weren't great. And then Semi Randrandra, after about 50, 55 minutes, seemed to flick a switch and decided to drag him back into the game. And he was just like an absolute force of nature. And he got him back in the lead. And it was like, oh, my God, from nowhere, he has won in the game single-handedly. So, you know, we're on the old mic, off mic to the old producer, who's player of the match. And you're like, oh, definitely him. Oh, God, no, definitely Semi. You've got to pick someone from the winning team, ideally. And it was like, right, Semi Randrandra, yeah, good, right. And then Callum Sheedy dropped a brilliant goal in the last play of the game. And I was like, right, give it someone else. So it was a bit of that, but it was very entertaining, yeah. And then Sale Stade Francais at the Salford Community Stadium. Up in Manchester, where they won very comfortably, really. It was pretty easy for Sale in the end. What were you doing?
What about that kick from Henry Slade as well for Exeter?
Yeah.
Messed around with him a bit. Had to move it a little bit, didn't he? A couple of meters to the left. I thought, oh, that's no good.
Serious amount of composure, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was huge. Do you know what? This is probably the best game I've covered all season. I did Ospreys Benetton.
Oh, 11 tries. Good, is it?
11 tries, yeah.
Yeah.
Just because. I know there was, you know, with 11 tries, you're going to get quite a few mistakes defensively, but you can't have it all, mate. You know, something's got to give for a game to be exciting.
Yeah.
And you want to see an attack on top, don't you? You don't want to see defences on top. You see, we need to see attack on top. So it was a really good game. And it was only towards sort of the last 10 minutes, really. Ospreys pulled away. Derry Lake scored 4 tries.
What?
Yeah. Well, mate, the hookers. They're the new wingers, Morley, aren't they? Yeah.
Was it just Malls?
I think, yeah. Malls were just after the Mauler pick and go.
Yeah.
I said, I hope his mum isn't in Magaluf or Benidorm. She's watching it.
Yeah.
And he was announced as captain. They asked him where. They said, oh, and what did your mother and father think of it? And he said, oh, well, my mother and sister have been out in Benidorm all week, so the news hasn't got to them yet. But he was good. But he's I just thought it was a really good game. Who else played well for him? Jack Morgan, obviously, played well. Morgan Morris played really well. George North did all right with Owen Watkin in the centre. It was just a fun game to commentate on because you didn't have to go. You didn't have to talk about the same thing once. Like, you didn't have to really talk about the ref. Didn't have to talk about the scrums. There was something different happening all the time in the game. So you wouldn't have to describe the same thing in a different way the whole time. So I really enjoyed that. Good win for Dragons. Massive win. They had Oniaks. Is that have I said that right? Oniaks? Oniaks?
Oniaks. Yeah, I think you have. Yeah.
The big win for them. They've only beaten Osprey so far. So that was good. I mean, Cardiff got annihilated by Toulouse.
Yeah, it'd be interesting this weekend because I think it depends who Bath send over, but Bath are the real deal and they could. Cardiff could really struggle if Bath send the big dogs over.
Do you reckon they might not, though?
I think they might not.
Okay.
What, do you know, it's almost to the point where Mark McCall went full chat at, over in the Bulls in Pretoria and lost quite comfortably, but it's still, you know, but he and his point was that everyone should be doing that in order to take the competition, make people take the competition seriously. But it would get to a point where actually it would almost be unwise to send your first team to every away game because you're adding to fatigue, adding to risk of injury.
Yeah.
You don't need to because almost everyone is going through. And it's, you know, there's only a few couple of teams that ain't. There's 4 teams that ain't going through and that's it. So you,
but you want the home draws, though, don't you? You want the home draws.
You do, but it depends what competition you're in domestically. Like, URC, you know, with no relegation and playoffs in the Premiership as well, it doesn't actually matter if you finish first. Ideally, you're first or second, but it's kind of like you can actually, you know, you can going full bore at all these games. There are a lot. The Premiership is a tough old league. You do want to finish first or second, but I don't know. In both of these leagues, there are now with fewer teams in the Prem. There is now a stronger argument to rotate people for some away games, target some away games, target all your home games. You win almost one away game and you're through, mate. You're licking your paws. Like, so you'd almost think Bath don't need to send their first team over there.
I hope they do because it's always great to see.
Yeah, so yeah,
some of the top players playing. I'm there. I'd really like to watch Finn Russell, Ollie Lawrence.
Yeah.
And actually see them from a view, you know, in the commentary box and the gantry of movement.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I hope they do. They were very, very good, I thought, impressive against Ulster at the weekend. They very dominant, forward pack dominant. Finn Russell, he's not like Finn Russell is like immaculate. He's not. He makes mistakes and one thing you've always noticed about Finn Russell is that he'll make a mistake, he'll almost laugh about it, shrug his shoulders and try something else and it'll be brilliant. That seems to have reduced loads of the pressure on the Bath team. Like, you used to watch them and you think, they don't try anything. Like, I remember bemoaning it loads of times on this pod and saying, well, they'll make a brilliant break from their 22. They'll get all the way with a bit of hands to the halfway line. Momentum's with them. Right, stop. Set up the box kick. And you're like, mate, what's the point in making breaks if you're just going to set up a box kick? I did it repeatedly for ages. And now it's like something goes wrong. Well, that's all right. I'm going to try something else.
He recovers really quickly. It doesn't affect him.
He seems to have added that to the team as well as all of his skill.
Yep, yep.
Very different.
it's a great trait to have, because you make mistakes and it can stay with you for a long time during games. Yeah. I tell you flat, someone, you'd have a much better opinion on this, but because I've not seen him play that much, but I watched Glasgow Northampton and Tommy Freeman, mate. I was super impressed with his size, his strength, his power. He's very much like Mason Grady, I think.
Yeah.
Cardiff. Just the way he moves for such a big bloke and the power he's got is huge.
Yeah. And really interesting that Sam Vesti and Phil Dowson up at Saints have put him at 13. They basically said, because he always played wing fullback, and they said, you're our guy at 13. And, you know, Saints have had a lovely attack for a long time. They've needed to do other things like shore up their defence, which they've done.
Yep.
They've needed to improve their set piece, which they've done. They're really, really getting there, and they're getting some proper wins now. But actually, they looked at it, I think, and thought, we need to try something different. So if you think about Roy Hutchinson has played 13 for Saints for years, and he is a golden player. Like, he is a brilliant, brilliant player.
Yep.
What they've said is, we need to try something different, and we think Freeman at 13 is the option. So Hutchinson has basically, it seems like to me, has been told, look, everyone knows you're brilliant, but we want a big lump that can cause different problems at 13 to try and take us to the next level. And Roy Hutchinson, I said this to Sam Vesti the other week, and I said he must be the best permanently benched player in the league at the moment. And he said he's not permanently benched at all. So he told me I got that wrong. But the selection seems to be, when everyone's fit, that Freeman starts at 13. Yeah. I really like it. And he's one, if you think about Ollie Lawrence carving up massive physical presence, like proper job at the moment. Freeman, brilliant. You've got Henry Slade, fantastic. And, you know, I'm probably missing others. Like, you watch Quinns beat Racing in Paris. Marcus Smith was just incredible. But, you know, Will Joseph, Jonathan Joseph's little brother, Will Joseph is against Gael Fiku. Mate, it's like he's only 1-13 on the field. Fiku was nowhere. Missing tackles, didn't do much in attack. Joseph was significantly better on the day. So England suddenly have an awful lot of choice, you know.
Mm. Certainly. Well, I was, it was the first time I've watched it and thought, you know, this boy can play. He's an operator.
Yeah.
So,
and he finds ways to score tries. Shane Williams used to just pull tries out all the time. I am comparing the two, but they're completely different. He's like a really big version of Shane Williams in a sense that he finds ways to score. Whereas you do look at some big bits of kit who've got a lot of caps and they've played a lot of games and they're very good players.
You have to put them away. Sort of think, that's it.
There's a hint. Yeah, there's a hint of the Emile Heskey about you. You do loads of good stuff, but there ain't many goals there.
Yep.
And there's value elsewhere, but there's not a lot more valuable in a game of rugby than someone who finds a way to score tries.
Yep. Yep. I'm with you.
Bit like Jamie George, people like that. I mean, that's mainly Morling, but Chris Ashton is the best I've ever seen at finding ways to score tries repeatedly, even when people know it's coming at every level. I mean, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take a genius to see that he's brilliant at scoring tries, but Freeman does have, I don't know if he's quite Chris Ashton, but he does have the ability to find ways to score. And in a game of rugby, mate, no matter who you've got, someone who repeatedly scores lots of tries is your MVP.
Yep. Intelligent as well, because you've got to be able to read the game, read the play, predict it. And that's where Ashton was so good. Right. Let's get you off, shall we, to your little anniversary meal. Let me guess what you're wearing. I reckon you've gone white T-shirt, shirt, jeans, white trainers. Ooh, look at me. I'm a cool dad.
Jeans, white pumps, white T-shirt. Yep. But I've got like a zip-up jacket that goes over the T-shirt.
All right.
And I saw it in town. Actually, my little girl, Buddha, said, I like that, Daddy. You should try that. Because it was on a mannequin. It was like a real life, a plus-size mannequin. You know, they even do that now. But try that. So I said, oh, that fits nice. And they said, oh, we've got a shirt like that as well. I said, oh, I'll try the shirt. We got it in like the khaki green as well. I was like, oh, I never buy stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, right. So I did it. And I was like, I'll have those three. Brilliant. I never go shopping for stuff like that. So I was like, I'll buy those. Anyway, the first time I wore it, basically someone told me that this is Stone Island's like your number one for football hooligans, but this brand is like number two. It's up there with Stone Island for football hooligans. And I was like, well,
the way you describe it to me makes me think of Duchesne from Top Boy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's exactly what he would wear. But it's got no label on it, luckily. It's got no, like, you know, it doesn't say Burberry. It's not Burberry. It doesn't say Burberry on it. It just reminds me of a time when I was on tour with England, and I was obviously not playing. And I was in a room with Julian White, and Mark Regan walked in. It's a true story. And he said, right, done a bit of shopping today, boys. Have
I lost you.
Let's have a look.
I've lost you.
Look. And get a shirt. That is love. Oh, hello, hello.
You have to do it again. Hello. You have to do it again.
Reminds me of when a time I was on tour with England, and I was in a room with Julian White, and Mark Regan walked in and said, oh, hello, Ron. What have you been doing? And he was like, oh, a bit of shopping, bab. Have a look at this. He had a shirt on, and it just had Burberry written a million times all over it. And Julian, I was like, That's a statement, Ron. And Julian was like, that is lovely. That's really nice, Ron. What make is it? And he went, Burberry Bab. It's my favorite. It's true. That's one of the true ones. And that was it. He melted then. Burberry Bab. Like, oh, amazing. Top banana, yeah. Best tourist has ever been, Mark Regan. The best tourist there has ever been.
I've seen him for ages.
I haven't, but I mean, the tours I went on with him, he honestly stands out more than the games, more than anything else. DF, I mean, it's the same gag 100 times a day, but somehow it's funny. Yeah. Anyway, I'm upbeat now. You've got me back in the game. We're going to Paco Tapas, a restaurant in Bristol, which we love, for our anniversary.
That's mega cute.
Luncheon. Yeah, it's cute, isn't it?
What present?
Stop crying then.
What present?
I did get a present, yeah. It's our first anniversary because I'm obviously a second time round guy. And we had kids before, you know.
Yeah.
And it's paper. Oh. The first anniversary is paper. I don't know if you remember that.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got
what a cash. What a cash.
It's got some paper.
Romantic. Right.
It's got some nice paper.
Let's go, boy. I got work to do.
All right.
You got lunch to do. And
good luck to you guys. Good luck to you.
Let's have a chat soon and try and organise your diary. All right. So
just stay positive about logistics, guys, because it's not all bad, and you can get a lot done in a day if you really try.
You haven't got carol singing. You haven't got nails.
Oh mate, don't.
Yeah,
don't. Christmas Day will be good because I'm not driving for 2 hours. No, it'd be fine. Boxing Day will be nice. Right, good luck everyone.
See you later.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.